I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. How many of us have been tempted to rush to judgment when we come upon displays of ugly behavior, whether on the smartphone or television screen, during radio broadcasts, or up close and personal in our daily encounters? We may wince when a spokesperson for the opposing political party opines in ways that seem completely irrational and designed to obfuscate. Maybe we shriek when we're cut off by an aggressive driver, or curse when a neighbor blasts heavy metal music late into the night. Perhaps we assume we know what demons lurk within those whose conduct we find distasteful and repugnant, whose opinions rub on us like number 40 grit sandpaper. Kelly Allison Smith has been there too, and is here to share some wise, cautionary words.
In February, mistakenly thinking we'd miss some of Rhode Island's worst winter weather, my family was fortunate to vacation in Spain and to visit the El Greco Museum in Toledo. El Greco is a Spanish Renaissance painter known for his expressive depictions of biblical figures and scenes. His style is unmistakable. The bodies in his paintings are unnaturally long and stretched out. In his series of paintings of Jesus and his apostles, most of the men are wrapped in clothes of deep, saturated colors, from Christ's scarlet robe to the pine green that adorns St. James. St. Paul is in teal, St. Philip in a rich gold. And then there is El Greco's rendering of St. Bartholomew. In striking contrast to the representations of the other disciples, he is rendered as nearly ghostly, with a shroud-colored robe and ashen face and hands. But this lack of color is not the only thing that distinguishes Bartholomew's portrayal. He loosely holds a chain that is around the neck of a small demon. This demon, visible under Bartholomew's right hand, is grotesque but alert and bears a slight but detectable smile. The gallery label describes the demon as one that Bartholomew has overcome. Most importantly, though, the demon remains tethered to Bartholomew, albeit loosely. Judging by the saint's haunted appearance, battling this demon has caused him to suffer. This image of a saint and his demon has stuck with me the past few months and has prompted me to think how the world might be different if we could see what demons each of us carries. I believe that I have more capacity for compassion, understanding, and forgiveness when I remember that each of us faces demons and challenges. There are demons we don't have control of yet, and some we can't always fully control. Unlike St. Bartholomew's demon, most of our demons are invisible to others. When I can refrain from rushing to judgment and remind myself that others, too, carry demons, I am better able to recognize their humanity. This does not mean excusing behaviors that are hurtful or unjust, and it's hard for me to find common humanity with certain prominent political figures, for example. Still, I try to acknowledge that behind such actions, there are real and complicated people who are more than their worst actions. Even paintings are two-dimensional.
Kelly Allison Smith is a nonfiction writer, public health researcher, and avid amateur naturalist who lives with her wife and daughter in Lincoln, Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.